The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Netball Super League round one is finally here, and game one sees Bath v Lightning. Start the day at 11 o'clock. Ashley Francis has been telling me more about her hopes for the season ahead.
I think that from being on the coaching team last season, I just think that there were some of the things that we were, you know, asking from some of the players, and there's almost that you want the results that you want, but then how do we grow? For instance, if we think around our shooters, we had excellent shooters, excellent stats, but I just felt like there were times where we could have got that ball from in the circle. You know, you look at someone like Ellie Cardwell, and she's just dropping them in from anywhere. She'll just land inside the circle and go. And I think that we kind of need to instill just a few different sort of behaviours in some of our players that, like, if you want to get there, you might have to make a few errors or miss a few to kind of become that exceptional shooter from anywhere, or, you know, feeder or whatever it is it may be. So just wanting to add a few different tools to our toolkit, really.
It would be that playing with the total belief and supporting your teammates, which you've said. To some extent, was that a factor that was missing in a few games last season?
I think, you know, it's a real tough thing to really quantify some of the things. But I think the biggest thing for me was around, you know, how much time you actually get together as a squad and how you use that time to really know each other and know who each other are and invest in those relationships, and knowing that when something's going wrong, yes, of course we want to win, but by the how you interact with that person, and you want to really lift them up and push them forward rather than getting frustrated that, you know, an error or a miss or whatever is causing the scoreline to not go your way, and just kind of having that real wanting to really push and lift each other to a sort of a next level and put your arms around each other when it's good and when it's bad. I think it's easy when it's good, but when it's bad, you really get tested.
Kadeen, Summer and Bethan all bring so much to the squad.
Yeah, I'm really excited about them. I mean, you know, Kadeen and I played together as well, but I just think that, you know, she still has this desire to learn and to grow and be better. But, you know, as she spoke about in her video when she told people she was leaving Mavs, about wanting to share all of her experience and her knowledge. And I think that's invaluable. And Summer and Bethan will bring the same. But they're also, all three of them, just really, really great people. They've got a real professional approach, and the way that they have acted off the court as well as on the court, the leadership that they'll bring to the group. Yeah, I'm really excited about seeing how that will develop into the team this season.
And you've also signed Sophie Kelly from Storm, obviously a youngster with a great amount of talent shown already last season for them. But what's she going to be able to bring to Bath?
She's obviously got that youthful vigour, which I'll talk about, you know, around you've got some of those older experienced players and who've been there, done that. But, and then you've got the youth that just really want it, real hunger, real desire to learn and be better, you know, still recover quickly and back onto all of the training sessions. I think she's just going to bring a real desire and a real big amount of energy. But like you say, like, there is so much potential within Sophie, and we're really hoping that we just are the right environment to help her grow and develop and take that sort of next step in her netball career.
We can also now be joined by Kirsty Harris.
Hi
Kirsty. Obviously important that you're back.
Yeah, really excited and really looking forward to the next season.
From last season to this season, is it going to be an exciting season for you?
Yeah, definitely, really looking forward to getting to training and working with the guys from last season, but then also the new ones in the squad, and just seeing what we can do and what we can put together.
Ash has already mentioned no places are guaranteed, so what do you think is going to give you that extra little bit of a edge over the season?
Just doing your best and just turning up to training, giving it what you've got, what that week, that each week's going to look completely different. So just that week, what you can give within that environment and for yourself and for those guys around you, and just being that positive, open energy that we're looking to have in that culture.
Asha, back to you. We've seen the importance and the welcoming of Bath Builders and Society on board.
Yeah, I mean, it's always great to get new sponsors on board and new people involved. So hopefully we can just take them on and grow them from there, really.
More information, netball.teambath.com. Lily May Catlin has said it's a huge privilege and honour after being appointed as Team Bath's captain for the 2023 season. So how does she think the season will go?
We've got players in our team that people haven't seen much of yet. You know, we've got the likes of Sophie Kelly, who debuted at Surrey Storm, and we've seen little bits of her, but she's really come into her own this pre-season. We've obviously got Jada as well, who had a fantastic series, a Fast Five series out in New Zealand, so I think everyone's really excited to see her. And then we've got people coming back, Kirsty Harris, we've got Beth in our team, and Imo, so we've got some really great talent that, you know, I just can't wait to see them all on the court.
Let's hear from Team Bath's new signing, Ali Wiltshire.
As soon as Asha got in contact with me, I had a look up where Bath was and who they were and how successful their club has been in the past. It was really a no-brainer, and I'm really excited to be here.
Tell me a bit about your childhood then, some of the players that you watched and admired growing up.
So I came from a little town called Otrahonga in New Zealand, which isn't very far from Hamilton. So my club, I suppose, that I followed really closely was the Waikato Bay of Plenty Magic. So I looked up to the likes of Laura Langman, Casey Corpua, Irene Van Dyke, you know, all legends of the games. Got to aspire to be like them one day.
You spent those past two seasons at Steel as well. So would you have played with George Fisher?
Yes, I actually lived with George the two seasons that we were down there. Her and I were like besties down there. We lived together for both the years that I was there. And so, yeah, we became very close.
And she's definitely really embraced playing for Steel as well. And yeah, just some of the qualities that she's brought to the side.
Oh, she, yeah, as a quality player as well as a person. Everyone loves her in New Zealand. She's a queen of Invercargill. But yeah, she's really embraced the netball there, but also like the culture. She dives straight in and isn't afraid to do new things or try new things too. So she is, yeah, a great addition.
Have you always been a middy?
Oh, look, when I was about 10 years old, I was a shooter.
Yeah.
But then my growth stumped and I haven't grown since I've been about 12, so then I had to make the transitions. But in saying that, I am grateful that I'm a middie now. I don't think I could deal with the pressure of being a shooter.
How are you finding the rest of the teammates? Would you know Lily May already?
Yeah, so the team has been very welcoming. Lily May, I played a season over in Australia in the Sapphire State League, and Lily was in the team at the time. She had been there a couple of years already, and it was really funny. We were actually really close while we were in Australia. And so it wasn't like Bath got in contact with me. And then I knew Lily played for Bath. But so I messaged her and I said, oh, Bath have just been in contact with me. Like, what should I do? Like, and so it feels like a full circle moment because, you know, we both, when we were in Aussie, we were kind of just starting out our careers. We were trying to make that next level. And that next year, I went to Steel and she went Wasps. So, and, you know, and now we're here and playing together. So it's a really cool opportunity to be back playing with her. So, yeah, it's real cool.
As always, it's a really strong Team Bath squad.
Yeah, very strong. So we actually haven't looked too much into the fixtures and the seasons and all the teams yet. We're just kind of focusing on ourselves at the moment and, you know, all the stuff you do in pre-season, like all the conditioning and getting your body prepped and primed for the season. But yeah, we haven't done a lot of in-depth work on other teams. We've just kind of been finding what our style of play, I suppose, is, because it's a new look Bath team. We're starting to create new values, just new things, that the legacy that we want to create while bringing in the legacy that past players have brought into Team Bath. So yeah, it's kind of just figuring all that out at the moment.
The Netball Super League is back, and this year we're making waves. Courtside, expect one big party with 94 games and every Friday streamed live. So share, tag, get repping. Let's bring the fire to the court. Over to the players, do your thing. Are you ready? The Netball Super League season live on Sky Sports.
Wow. That sounds good. A hype show with the Corbins, no better. It's a netball show with Flyhawk. Vic Burgess from Lightning has been sharing more about her hopes for the season to me.
Last season, obviously, we were under that pressure to win the back-to-back and then, you know, made the final and didn't take it. So I think when you're looking at seasons and going back-to-back, it's quite tough because there's, you know, there's a bit of a target on your back. But, you know, moving out of that and thinking ahead, you know, when you're planning, you really kind of add in some, like, directed pressure training to, you know, counteract some of that pressure that they might feel on the court. So I think for us this season, obviously not winning it last season, there's more of a real, like, want and collective goal to actually get up and take the championship back this season. It's something that we've all spoken about. We're all really clearer on it at Lightning. And really excited to get the ball rolling next weekend and take back that championship.
That's the right spirit and attitude. Take us into pre-season, like really into the heart of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. You know, we started kind of the beginning of November time, end of October, beginning of November. We've had quite a few of our girls involved in international competitions. So it's been, I'd say that's probably been a challenging part, but the girls have been great when they have been together and, you know, really focused. We've had some really good pre-season fixtures and, yeah, I think the atmosphere in our camp is great and really focused. And one thing that they're awesome at doing is really, really challenging each other in training each session that we do, and they want to get better. They want to win and they're not afraid to kind of each other under that pressure within training. So
Yaz and Ria have joined you as well. What have you seen from them so far?
Yaz is a really exciting player. She's done such a good job previously with us in 2021. She, you know, when we won the championship, went away with Pulse for a year. And I think she's back in university with us this season. So, you know, it made sense to bring her back in there, a strength that she has. She, you know, she wins ball for fun. She's such an exciting player for the future as well. Yeah, so she's been great. She's tied straight back in there. She knows all the girls well and they know her. So it's been really good to have her back in there. And great attitude towards training, and she's very competitive, so she wants to win, so she's great to have around. And Ria, yeah, I mean, Ria, you know, she's new into our squad and you would never know it. She slotted straight in there and she's so positive and it's so infectious. You know, the girls absolutely love her. She's been brilliant on the court and I'm really excited to see what she does this season with us, because, you know, she spent a season last season quite a lot of it injured. So for her, she's really excited to get back out there and in new colours as well and with new people around her. So, yeah, I'm really excited about those two coming in.
What about the partnership with Long Tall Sally? That's really important.
Yeah, I mean, we've got this partnership with, you know, brilliant sponsor. You know, the things that they are promoting, what they sell, it links in massively with your niche market, tall women who can, you know, access fashion when, you know, they're a bit taller, need a bit longer sizes, etc. So I think the biggest thing for me is that, you know, we had our dress presentation and Long Tall Sally came along to present the dresses, and they want to be involved so much in our sport and with Lightning, and they're just dead enthusiastic, and it's such a positive partnership. So I'm really proud of it. And I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes this season and hopefully continue in the future.
And just finally, I've spoken to Stedders, who says about the tickets that are available for those Wasps fans, and
yes,
just being able to do something like that, knowing the past rivalry, you could call it, but it's going to be really important.
Yeah, it's always been, you know, between us and Wasps, it's always been a really competitive, like, yes, rivalry, but we always know we're going to get a good game. Yeah, a great game out of, you know, whether it was home or away. So I think for us, you know, it was really sad to see us leave the league this season. And I think when we sat down and spoke about it, we thought, what can we offer, you know, those fans who love netball, want to see netball? You know, we have, you know, an amazing stage, you know, for netball to be promoted within the East Midlands, the West Midlands, accessible. So we wanted to make sure that we offered them something that they could come and watch a game and enjoy it. And you know, obviously there's Stedders has came across to us as well, and she's fit straight back into kind of her Lightning colours, which has been great to see, and the girls have loved it. So, yeah, we were more than happy to to offer that to Wasps fans for the love of netball and for them to be able to access, you know, such quality netball in our region.
Always a delight on a netball show to speak to Nat Panagari from Lightning. And Nat, your off season has been a little bit different, to say the least. Obviously, getting married and sharing Katie's story as well. How did you feel about sharing something as personal as that to the wider community?
Yeah, it's been definitely a different preparation for me currently. Kind of my personal life has probably been on a little bit of a roller coaster and flipped upside down. But I think for me, obviously, yeah, my wife got diagnosed with cancer this year in kind of September, October time. And she's kind of been fighting that ever since. But kind of us as a couple, and I spoke to her and she kind of wanted to share her journey kind of just to the netball community, especially, you know, there's so many kind of young girls and females out there that kind of follow us. So we kind of wanted to open up about kind of female health and if we could maybe help one person going through the story that maybe would have similar symptoms to Katie to go to a doctor or get checked out. That was kind of important for us to share. So it's been definitely different to normal, my preparation this year. And obviously it's still an ongoing roller coaster and every day is very different, but really grateful for the netball family and the amount of love and everything that we've received. Lots of advice, lots of support along the way from kind of Loughborough Lightning England netball as well for me personally. So yeah, currently on this journey, who knows what can happen in the future, but just appreciating each day at the minute.
Yeah, heard from Vic as well. She said that training's been underway or you still recently just got started that. So how's that been going? How have you been keeping yourself active in the meantime?
Yeah, we've had a really good pre-season and very full on. Good to get the girls back from international duties. We're still hoping that Beth Cobden is moving really well within her rehab as well. So currently we're in a good place. There's still lots of things to work on, but that intensity is still there. And the brand of netball that we want to put out this season is definitely somewhere we want it to be. So we're excited for the season opener and to get to Nottingham.
What other signings around the league have you been impressed with?
There's quite a few this year. I'm actually really looking forward
and
to
probably kind of, there with you today.
Yeah, kind of watching all the girls, actually. I think Thunder, I'm really excited to kind of watch. Obviously, they lost a few players this season, but I think they've recruited excellent and then the players at the calibre that they've still got in there. And yeah, I think Surrey Storm obviously recruited really well and really strong this year with the likes of kind of Layla going there and Sophie Drakeford-Lewis. So I'm excited to see those teams and kind of the matchups that's going to happen. You know, I don't think there's a team at the bottom of that table who hasn't recruited well. Everyone's kind of got stronger, and that's what we want from this league. We want kind of physical games that are kind of closer match. So I'm excited to watch everyone in Nottingham.
Has there been too much emphasis over the last couple of seasons placed on finishing in the top four?
I think that's kind of everyone's target, isn't it? You kind of got to be in the mix and you've got to be there to kind of lift that trophy. So I think for everyone it's definitely a target to have, but I think for us at Lightning, kind of, we're not afraid this season to say to me, we want to be in there, but we also want to lift the trophy. We want to be in that final game. We want to go that next step again. And I think for all teams it's just kind of the first phase, isn't it? You get into that top four, who knows what can happen. So I think it's a good target for kind of clubs and players and just to kind of focus on as you go through the season.
And are you the kind of player that sets yourself individual goals, or you just want to get through the season happy enough knowing that you've done your very best for Lightning?
Yeah, I think for me, I kind of used to do that and have little targets. I think instead of kind of maybe having bigger goals, I have kind of smaller ones now, which I think helps me personally as an athlete. So things that are kind of every month, what I can improve on the court, even if it's something really basic of like improving my shoulder passes on court and something off court within the weights room, trying to have a PB target, just kind of having little goals. I think that has helped me with my personal development more than having something kind of so big and so vague that sometimes just seems a little bit out of reach. So that's something that I think I've changed as I've got a little bit older.
Important as well, finally, just to see that Lightning have just announced the deal with Long Tall Sally as well. It's just the investment in the game and obviously hope that more fans are attracted into those home games.
Yeah, 100%. That's what we need. We need the investment. We need the visibility. I think we're getting that. Just mean being kind of on Sky and on YouTube and in BBC, it's really important for female sport and for netball. We have to keep growing it and we have to showcase ourselves out there. And it's up to us as players to also put on the performance and put on the show and make sure it's a spectacle for fans to come and watch and come and see us. So it's important for us all. And we're grateful at Loughborough Lightning that we've now got another sponsor on board that is also really keen to be involved and also a connection to obviously females and female athletes as well with the brand. So we're really happy with that as players here at Lightning.
And Hannah Williams is also feeling good about the season ahead.
We're definitely ready. I think we've been waiting a long time. It's been a long pre-season. We've had a lot of the England girls in and out, which has been a challenge this year. But I mean, it's been great to see them out there and doing their stuff. So it's great to have them back in, and we're definitely ready for this weekend. It's great having them back in, and it's always better to have so many girls in the squad training with us. So yeah, it's definitely lifted the intensity and the sort of energy within the team. It's been great.
Remember, Sky Sports is the home of netball here in the UK, and more preview podcasts are on the way as we build up to the season opener on Saturday.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.